We're excited to have you back Saturday night. Big taste of
Yeah.
Madison, downtown Madison. It's going to be fun.
God, Madison's just such a fun town. I think if I could go back and redo college, I would go to University of Wisconsin.
Oh, can we just tell you what came out in the news?
What?
University Avenue is like a big spot where all the college kids go, like all the fun bars and stuff.
Oh,
And
yeah.
University Avenue has been ranked the number one most puked place in America, like most puked
No
on
way.
street in America.
Even over Bourbon Street. That's solid.
Yeah, I mean that really honestly is impressive. So now we have to ask you, have you ever puked in a street before?
Oh, yeah,
I
I
didn't even wait on that one.
have. You've got a brand new single, Take It From Me, out on your city home state. We're loving it. And of course, Singles You Up. I mean, it went platinum and it was the most played song on the radio, country radio, this year. What is that like hearing your songs on the radio?
That's why you do it. You know, that's why I moved to town, was for that reason. I wanted my songs to be played on the radio. And I grew up listening to my uncle's songs on the radio, and that was just a goal and a dream. So for it to actually happen and be one of the most played songs of the year, it's been unbelievable.
Do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time?
Yeah, I was in Houston, Texas. I was in a Sprouts parking lot. And I was with my Southeast radio, and she knew it was coming up. I didn't know it was coming up because I'd heard my song before, like when somebody told me, like, "Hey, we're going to play your song between this hour and this hour," so you're kind of expecting it.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I was ever just like totally caught off guard and started hearing like my song. It was pretty crazy. She was actually filming it, and I would release it, but I said some pretty bad words because I was just shocked.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
excitement.
so I didn't watch my mouth too well, but yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy.
So what can people expect this weekend, Taste of Madison?
Well, I mean, it's going to be great to be up there with a full band. We haven't been up there with a full band since, I think, since with Kip on the Plead the Fifth tour.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, first night of football season, or like the first night of like the big games.
Yeah.
Sorry, all the small teams that are playing. But man, it's gonna be a fun night. So I can't wait to get up there and get to rocking.
Now, I have to ask you because we have something in common, and if someone hasn't seen you, they're gonna notice when you get on stage, you've got a big, beautiful beard.
I do.
How
I do.
long have you been growing that, and what's the most annoying thing about your beard?
Well, I've been growing it. I guess I could say I started growing it, like, really, I stopped shaving June 2014.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's just kind of maintenance from here out. I guess the most annoying thing is, like whenever I, like, don't trim my mustache on the sides. You know, like, sometimes my mustache can get kind of long, so I end up, like, eating beard hair and stuff. So that's not very fun.
No, it's
But,
not.
yeah.
Are you the type that keeps it groomed, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I have a girl in Nashville, Alex. She's awesome. She cuts my hair, and she keeps my beard in check.
Now,
So.
does the wife like the beard? I grew my beard for my wife, but I know a lot of women, they gets annoying after a while. But does she like it?
Yeah, she likes it. She didn't like it at first, but now I think she's kind of come around to it. So,
As long as she's
and
happy.
yeah, that's it. So,
Well,
it's
we're
so
pumped.
funny though. Like, I'll be like hanging with people and like, or like do a meet and greet, and it'll be like one girl, she's like, "Oh, I hate your beard. You should shave it." And the next girl's like, "Oh, I love beards."
Well, that's the thing. It just depends. Like, some girls are into that look,
Yep.
some girls aren't and just can't handle it.
It's a love hate.
I know. It is. It is.
Well, we're super pumped to have you for Taste of Madison. It's going to be an awesome, phenomenal night. And we're excited to see you with the full band as well because we haven't.
It's going to be a good time. Andy has back in the early days, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good night.
I know, bringing back good memories. Well, we'll just go down that lane together on Saturday.
I know. Let's do it.
See you at Taste of Madison.
All right, thank y'all.